Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Good to have you in. Howie Long played for 13 years, Super Bowl champ, a Hall of Famer, an 8-time Pro Bowler. Is Raiders now. Boy, I whiffed on that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it going in the right direction. You know, Joy, you and I talked about this. They won like, you know, Gruden won like 6 and 7 and 8, and now you're like...
They're improving every year. Well, could very easily start 3-0.
If you'd have said to me they opened with the Ravens and at the Steelers, I'd have said 0-2. In fact, I did on my little pocket thing. I did 0-2. They're 2-0. The former Raider Howie Long, NFL on Fox, is joining us. I will say this. Derek Carr went to Fresno State. We don't pay any attention to him. He didn't come in with a high profile. But I watched that game yesterday, Howie. He outperformed Big Ben. He moved around. Henry Ruggs now. Looks like he can play a little bit. What your interpretation of what you've seen from the Raiders so far?
Well, I thought Henry Ruggs was in the witness protection program out there in Vegas. Where did Henry Ruggs go? To me, the thing that opens the whole offense up, the running game, the underneath. I mean, they targeted Waller 19 times week one. He is, and you could make the same case for Waller. I mean, Waller is as dynamic and talented a tight end as we have in the league. And we saw that on display last night, obviously with Kansas City. But Henry Ruggs gives you something that I think every offense needs is he breaks the huddle. He's out wide. He throws the fear of God into your secondary.
Sure.
He can change the game in one play. And I haven't seen enough of that. And I think with Derek, it's a couple of things. One, you got to win. And, when we talk about the great quarterbacks and, we can go down the list, they all have one thing in common. They all win.
Yeah.
And they're all uber competitive. They're demonstrative. They demand excellence from the minute they walk in the building right through to Sunday. And they're the same way Monday through Friday and Saturday. And I think when you have a head coach who's also larger than life, as John Gruden is, I think, the numbers are there for Derek Carr. The come from behind wins, the yardage, the completion percentage, all that. The next step is winning. And I think, when you win, I think people will come. You build it, they'll come. They opened the stadium up with fans for the first time. And it was an amazing week one victory. And I think in many ways that can kind of, it has a snowball effect. When you win that kind of game, come from behind, last play of the game, Baltimore's had success with the blitz. They go zero blitz. They know the call. They pick it up. It's a one-man route. Carr's under pressure. He makes the throw. The throw he made to Ruggs yesterday was amazing.
Yeah. So, I've watched Kansas City in the first 2 weeks. And, we know between Andy Reid and Mahomes and Kelsey, I don't worry about that side of the ball. But I've also watched for 2 weeks in a row. The Browns and the Ravens make Mahomes a spectator. Is that just because Cleveland and Baltimore are the two best run teams in the league? Or do you see, when you watch Kansas City, do you see a team that will stop everybody from running the ball?
I think that's a really good point. I think the two teams you're talking about, the Browns and the Ravens, I mean, the Ravens, they have a 300-pound fullback.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not fooling anyone with what they want to do. Lamar Jackson is as dynamic a runner, and it's as unique an offense as you could run in the NFL. And everyone, you have to have a plan, and everyone needs to be in position. And then he gets you in space, and space could be 2-3 yards. And he makes great athletes look ordinary. And I think both of those quarterbacks last night are two of the most uber competitive quarterbacks in football. Competitiveness just oozes out of both of them. And I think at times they take chances, and that flip in the end zone certainly I'd be having a conversation with him about the flip in the end zone. But, at the end of the game, John Harbaugh, he made the decision that through whatever you want to call it, the numbers, and he asked the question, I think it was a rhetorical question, Lamar, do you want to go for it? And he did the same thing versus Seattle a couple of years ago, and he knew the answer to the question. And Lamar knows, and he's comfortable with the fact that, like Patrick Mahomes, I want the ball in my hands. And it's easy right now on Monday and say, in second guess, you know, handing the ball off. But you have to trust your running back. And, you know, you're in field goal position at the end of the game. It's tempting just not to take the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands. Although both of those quarterbacks, because they're so competitive and they're so confident, they both made big mistakes during the course of that game yesterday.
So the NFC West has explosive Arizona, Russell in Seattle, the Rams. A 49ers defense has just shut teams down. If I said, wow. I mean, the whole division. Is there a team in that division, though, that you think their style wears well for 17 weeks? If I said to you, let's go to week 13, 14. Because, you know, Big Ben looks old now in week 2. I don't even want to see him in week 14. But is there a style, is there a style in the NFC West that you think the style wears better long term?
First, to go back to Big Ben, one of my favorite players to watch over the course of his career, remarkable player. And I had a defensive line coach, Earl Leggett, and Michael had the same defensive line coach, and he said something prophetic, you know, when it goes quickly.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. You don't know when it's going to go. It could go in May. It could go in August. It could go in September. And Ben looks like a guy who needs a lot of support, run game, defense, all of that. And it's tough. But when we get to the West, you know, I think the quarterback for the Rams changes everything. Is the offensive line as good as they were when they were pounding people with Gurley and Gurley was great? No. Is the running back, you know, stable there as good as it was when Gurley was great and everything was running off the play action? No. But the quarterback, he opens so much of your game plan up, and he makes extraordinary throws and decisions, and the defense is a championship defense. And I think when you're talking about the best teams in football, you'd be hard-pressed to say, you know, I think Tampa Bay right now and maybe the Rams. going back to Kansas City in terms of them stopping people and being run on, I don't want to go all over the place here, but you look back, Steve Spagnuolo is the defensive coordinator there. And in that year that the Giants won the Super Bowl with Michael and upset the Patriots, they started that year 0-2, and that defense gave up record numbers. Steve will get it figured out, and Andy addressed that last night, and I think very directly in his post-game press conference. Mistakes were made, the tackling, the plan, being in the right place. The expectations in buildings like Tampa Bay, now with Tom Brady, in Baltimore historically, in Pittsburgh, in Kansas City, the expectations are so high, and your commitment has to be so high. And you just have to think that between Andy and Steve, they'll get it right. It's not like they don't have players. Tampa Bay struggled on defense so far this year, but Tom is, it defies logic. We'll never see anything like
that. Yeah, what do you make of Brady? Give me your thoughts on what do you make of, it looked pretty effortless yesterday.
Well, it's kind of like Indiana Jones. He chose wisely, you know, going back to the initial decision. And, you know, they're loaded down there on offense. And he has an embarrassing wealth of talent around him. Gronk to me at this point last year looked like a guy who had retired for a year and wasn't healthy.
Right.
It took him 6-7 weeks. I think it took 7-8 weeks for them last year to figure out what Tom liked and how the marriage of Bruce's offense and Byron Leftwich would marry up with Tom. And everyone talks about Tom really kind of came around on throwing the ball deep. He didn't like to do that. No, Tom doesn't want to get hit. Plus, he's in his 40s. And last year, we come to find out he's playing with an MCL tear that required surgery in the offseason. One, he's healthy. Two, they had an offseason. They had OTAs. And now when they throw the ball deep, which Tom is doing exceptionally well, they're doing it off a play-action pass, and it's 6-7 in protection initially, and Tom can make the throw. One thing that Bruce Arians quarterbacks had in common, wherever he was, whether it was Arizona, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, he's throwing the ball deep and the quarterbacks are getting hit.
Yeah.
There's no risk it, no biscuit, all that. And that's real. But Tom, I think, he kind of crafted a new style of Bruce Arians' offense. And I think they both kind of met in the middle. But that protection now with 6-7 and protection on deep balls allows Tom the opportunity to stand tall, make the throw, survey the secondary, and go.
Yeah. Howie, it's great seeing you. Beautiful home there behind you. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon, man. Love you coming on our show on a Monday.
Yeah, take care, guys. Good talking with you.
Yeah, you know, the Brady thing is interesting. You go back to last year, and we remember this. They had some really bad Sundays. You know, we forget how hard it was. They had no preseason. No preseason. You were trying to marry, as Howie said, Bruce Arians, you know, throw it down the field. It's amazing. I mean, I look at that and it's just remarkable that they were able to kind of, with some really bad performances, Tom and Tampa kind of kept their head above water. It's kind of a rebuilding division. They won some games and then they were really choppy. Then they got a bye and they took off. But I don't know if we understand. In the middle of a raging pandemic with no preseason, the fact that they were competent in September, with literally you're taking a quarterback that does this and a coach that demands that with a new right tackle, a new playbook, a new quarterback coach, and you go back to their September and early October games, and they were inconsistent, but it's pretty remarkable. Remember they were doing practices at high schools in Tampa? It's pretty remarkable they were as resilient as they were early, because that season could have gone sideways after a couple of those losses to the Saints.
Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule last year. Remember, they lost to the Saints 34-23.
Really ugly, too.
And then it was a close game with the Chargers 38-31. They lost to the Bears 2019.
And looked ugly.
Yeah, they had a couple.
Oh no, it was a mess.
Couple rough games in there. 25-23 against the Giants, and then the Saints, the 38-3 loss later in the season.
I mean, that it was, because I remember predicting they'd be a wild card team, and after about 6 weeks, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know, even in that division.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is The Herd Line News.
Well, it's team I think we're all going to be safely right about is the Jacksonville Jaguars this
not,
year.
Not great.
Well, I guess Jacksonville fans were expecting big things this year. They have a right to be excited about it, but I don't know about expectations. But, you know, you can't talk to fans. Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence are not having a great start, 0-2. Some other teams around the league that are 0-2 as well. It happens.
Yeah.
But it's been a little rough the first two games. And Urban is urging fans not to give up on them just yet.
From myself, our staff, and our players, thanks for being there. Don't give up on us. Hang in there with us. We're going to get better. And the one thing about Jacksonville and the 904, go to sleep knowing there's not going to be any group work harder to get this thing flipped.
All right.
Guys, well. It's two games into the season.
Well,
last week we were talking about Urban Meyer leaving for USC after one loss to the Houston Texans. And now it's like, we got to talk to the fan base. Jacksonville Jaguar fans, you're not going to be good this year. Let that go down slowly.
Yeah.
It's a development year. They've stripped it down to the bare bones.
Well, you and
so
I
have no expectations of this team whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we all understood is it was going to be bad. How would Urban, who just doesn't lose games, how would he handle losing? Because you can't freak out.
And Trevor Lawrence didn't lose games either.
Right. But I think Trevor's more chill. Urban's very intense. And it's like, okay, you're going to lose games. You may be 0-6. You can't be barking at players. Like, this is, you know, because Urban's college career is fascinating, even more so than Nick Saban. He turned everything around, Joy, immediately. Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State, like in the first year. So he's never had a bad year. I mean, Nick Saban at Michigan State, at LSU, even his first year at Alabama, you're like, oh, this is clunky. Like, Urban's never had that. He turned four places around. Remember, he took over Ohio State. They were 6-7. They went 12-0. Like, so he's never had.
He's never dealt with the suffering.
No. Like, and by the way, he's a great coach, but it's not. The NFL is a whole different ballgame. If you can't block up front, you know, like right now, they don't have a pass rush, and their protection for Trevor is incredibly spotty. So that takes two drafts and two free agency periods just to get the lines right.
Well, what I'm saying is this is a process.
Yeah.
You got to be patient with this here. So fans, if you're bailing after two games, we've got news for you.
Chill out.
You might want to switch allegiances.
Yeah.
It's going to be a process, as it should be. Like, you, what you want to see in this year from Jacksonville is a little bit of progress towards the end of the season.
Yeah, remember Brian Flores' first game as a Dolphins coach, Baltimore dropped like a 50-burger on him. And the first September's just going to be ugly, but I will say they got a couple games. So I think they have Cincinnati coming up. They should be able to compete in that game.
Well, Andy Dalton was forced to leave the Bears game yesterday with an injury, clearing the way for Justin Fields to get extended playing time. He was 6 of 13 for 60 yards and an interception. He said after the game he wasn't pleased with his performance, but the Bears did get the win, 2017, and Fields says he'll
so
be
ugly.
Prepared to start next week if Dalton is out. Yeah, this was not a beautiful game. Burrow had...
Oh, boy, he really struggled.
He was...
Bad.
Yeah, it was not great. He threw multiple interceptions. Back to back.
Yeah.
But he'd thrown just 5 interceptions in 10 games and 6 picks in his final season with LSU. He hadn't thrown an interception in his previous 199 attempts, which was the longest active streak in the NFL at the time. So he had 3 interceptions yesterday, 2 touchdowns as well. But it was just, it's very uncharacteristic.
Listen, I remember Tom Brady, and I'm not analogous to Brady. I remember Brady going on the road one time at Buffalo and having 4 right in the middle of his career. You're going to have Josh Allen last week. You're going to have terrible Sundays. This is not college. Like, I don't care. Brady last year had 2 terrible Sundays. So you just, what you have to do is what Lamar Jackson did last night. He had a terrible first half. You know, he threw 2 bad picks.
You have to compartmentalize.
Boom.
It.
Boom. Don't let the first half beat you in the second. And so, like, Joe Burrow.
Goldfish.
Yes. Like, Joe Burrow, I think, had 3 straight interceptions on 3 passes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is going to happen. Another 4 or 5 times in your career, he just had a bad, bad quarter.
Yeah, it just unfortunately ended up in a loss for them. So, this is not characteristic of how he plays.
No.
Now, Andy Dalton had an MRI and is reportedly confirmed as a bone bruise in his knee. So no official determination has been made if he's going to play next week. Matt Nagy said Dalton is a starter if he's healthy, but it's going to be a day-to-day thing to see if he's going to be available for the next game. So the Packers were the subject of heavy scrutiny after their ugly week 1 loss to the Saints. During his media availability on Friday, Matt LaFleur was still getting questions about that game, and he is over it.
You guys, like, we'd like to revisit the New Orleans Saints game quite a bit. Do we have any Detroit Lions questions?
Mm-hmm. That's what happens. That's what happens when you go out there.
I stay away from this. What is it, about 11-point spread?
12. Fox bet the Packers are favored by 12. That's a lot of points.
In the NFL.
Even for the Lions.
You know what? I want to see the kneecap eater. I want to watch Jared Goff and Dan Campbell tonight. I don't care if it's a blowout. I sat through that horrible Niner-Eagle game yesterday, and that was dreck. It was awful. I don't care. I like these. Just give me a good first half, and I'm good. By the way, I watched Cleveland Texans yesterday. That's a good football game.
It was a good football game.
That was a good football game. Texans aren't terrible. Tyrod Taylor's the classic.
Well, yes, and then he got injured. So,
yeah, so now they'll be bad Thursday.
Yes.
But he's a grown-up. Like, he's not going to give the game away.
No, he's not. No. This that's too many points for me to just...
I can't do it.
...in my spirit, but I'm very interested in this game because
so
your philosophy is when you have a good team that gets smashed.
They always play better.
They play better. Matt LaFleur is obviously tired of talking about it. So in that locker room, they're probably like, okay, it happens. Let's move forward and let's go out and let everybody know who we are this week.
I never bet big favorites. I never do. I may bet the Packers tonight. When you get humiliated.
I do think that they are going to come out and shut everybody up.
I think it's
going
to be 14-0 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Can I make that bet with FanDuel?
They're not as bad as they looked against the Saints. And if you look at what happened with the Saints this week, like,
I want
the beginning of the season is weird.
I guarantee you Green Bay scores first tonight. I don't know if the
I'm sure there's a lot
they're
going to
score
yeah.
first. They'll be so finely tuned on their opening drive. They probably have 9 plays scripted, trick plays.
Yeah, it might take 45 seconds. I'm with you on that one for sure.
Joey with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
It is. So Thursday we have Panthers and Texans. Texans with a backup. You know, it is funny. I watched Tyrod Taylor yesterday in Bridgewater and Dak to a large degree. Sometimes you just have to be boring. Tyrod Taylor just completes. He never misses a layup. You give him a guy open, Tyrod. Now, you're not going to do spectacular stuff. But like when I watch Teddy Bridgewater, good players, Teddy never misses a layup. Not going to give you a lot over the top, but it's amazing how that works. Like you'd think this game is all fireworks, but a lot of it's just like Dak yesterday, just hit the open dudes.
Ask Robert Saleh if he would like a nice, boring game.
Mac Jones, by the way, yesterday.
Yep.
Mac Jones in 2 games. What does he have, 1 touchdown pass? I mean, there's just no, he is making no mistakes.
They don't need it from him.
Nope. Just we talked about this.
Just don't mess it up.
They're going to win. Just don't wreck the Mercedes. Defense good, coach good, coordinator good, O-line good, run game good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Escape QuickBooks with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. NetSuite.com/herd. Have control over your e-commerce, financials, and more. All right, it's a 3-word game. It forces us to be very succinct, explaining what we saw this weekend, starting with Thursday. So here we go. Thursday, Giants at the Washington football team. Giant question marks. 0-2 for the 5th straight year. Major offensive line issues. Gave the game away with a dumb penalty late. Not good in the red zone offensively. Can Daniel Jones play? A lot of questions. Patriots at Jets. Major jet lag. Zach Wilson, quarterback, first player in the last 30 years to throw 3 picks in his first 5 attempts. Stop showing off. Stop doing Johnny Manziel. Take the easy completions. Denver at Jacksonville. Teddy is steady. Bridgewater, 2nd in the entire league in completion percentage. No turnovers. Never misses a layup. There he had some pressure. Denver's got really nice weapons. Tight end, O-line's okay. Perimeter weapons, backs. This is a really, really, this is a top 10 roster in the league. Now they have a grown-up running it. Buffalo at Miami. No Dolphin sightings. Dolphins offense, 30th in the league in yards, 31st in points. We said, you better move off Tua. He's not special, and Josh Allen is. By the way, the Bills with Josh Allen have won 6 straight against Miami, scoring at least 31 points. They knew Josh Allen was giving them nightmares. They still stuck with Tua. Niners at Eagles. Now, that hurts. Jalen Hurts, 53% completion percentage. And as of right now, Jalen Hurts is 2-4 as a starter. They're going to give him this year, but that's where he stands right now, 2-4 as a starter. Rams at Colts. Can't trust Carson. Listen, Carson Wentz leads the NFL in giveaways since the start of last season. Fumbles, didn't love all the play calling yesterday at the goal line, but he's just reckless and sloppy. Can't be if you want to win in this league. Raiders at Steelers. Offense looked pitiful. Okay, last year the Steelers were 31st in rushing. Okay? Or they're this year they're 31st in rushing. Last year they were last. And they got Najee Harris. So there's an offensive line issue. They've been outgained by 213 yards in the first two games. I still can't get over how they beat Buffalo. This offense is just inefficient. It's kind of Chase Claypool dominant. Ben looks old. And as Howie Long said, you get old fast. Like you wake up and you're old. He looks really old. Bengals at Bears, burrowed in pocket. Right now, he doesn't have time to throw. Last two games, Joe Burrow's been sacked 9 times. They're 27th in passing yards a game. I like him. They got nice weapons, but he's running for his life. Houston at Cleveland, classic Cleveland formula. 7 rushing touchdowns in 2 games, leads the NFL. They've rushed, have the Browns for 150 yards in their first 2 games. By the way, this is great for Baker Mayfield, because if you watch this game, Baker's completion percentage is over 80% because he's thrown on 2nd and 4 and 3rd and 2. And we said, Kevin Stefanski has created a formula. And Baker Mayfield, when he doesn't have to play from behind or he's left to his own ad-libbing and devices, Baker's fine. He was very good yesterday, although he's not a linebacker. Stop trying to tackle people. Saints at Panthers. Darnold's golden rule, as in Matt Rule, 69% completion percentage, averaging 300 yards in the first 2 games. Accuracy increased. Mistakes have dropped. Matt Rule is a really, really special young coach in Carolina. Vikings at Cardinals, miraculous Minnesota meltdown. Well, right now, Kyler Murray is 2nd in the league in passing yards, tied with Tom Brady for 9 passing touchdowns, and the Vikings had it and missed a makeable field goal. And Arizona now, and they need a break in that division. They're 2-0. Falcons at Buccaneers, another dominant performance. First time in his career, 9 touchdowns in the first 2 weeks. He's never lost a game to the Falcons, 9-0. He looks, I guess the word I would use, comfortable. He looks really comfortable. And Howie Long brought this up. Gronk looked like an old guy last year. That's what happens when you're down in that Tampa humidity and sun and you work out for 6 months. Gronk looks great. Gronk is a real weapon again. And unlike the New England days when he got doubled, you can't double him anymore. So he's getting a lot of opportunities. Good for Rob. Titans at Seahawks, King Henry lives. First ever home loss to start the season for Pete Carroll. 10th game in his career with 150 yards and a couple of touchdowns. 3rd all time. It may be a passing league, but when that guy gets loose in the secondary, it is like a refrigerator coming downhill and kids trying to stop it. Good luck, cornerbacks trying to tackle that guy because he's just as fast as you and weighs 70 pounds more. Cowboys at Chargers, another penalty flag. Different coach, same Chargers. LA's first in the NFL in penalty yards. 12 penalties for 99 yards, 2 touchdowns by the Chargers called back. I'm not sure if Dallas won or the Chargers beat the Chargers. Chiefs at the Ravens, a remarkable ending. Do you know that Lamar Jackson has the 3rd most rushing yards of any player in the league? That's insane. He's different, but I don't think he's nearly the inefficient passer everybody says because of the running lanes and because of all this, as you're watching on television, he owns the linebackers. Linebackers are frozen. Every snap, linebackers, when you face the Ravens, are frozen. And it opens up these wide gaps in the middle of the field. You're getting a lot of, Mark Andrews, a lot of open underneath routes because linebackers, watch them. Watch the Chiefs linebackers. You're frozen. It's the opposite of Matt Ryan. You can drop right into coverage. With Lamar, you're stuck, and that half a second is that tight end getting a jump on you. Finally, Lions at Packers. Return of Rodgers. 17-5 all time starter against Detroit, 1-4 straight. Also, Aaron has been great on Monday Night Football because he gets a chance to perform. He knows he's on television. He likes that. He likes the podium. I would be shocked if they didn't win. Not much shocks me in this league. I would be shocked if they didn't win. The question is, can they generate a pass rush? Because Jared Goff, comfortable Jared Goff, is pretty effective Jared Goff. Now, against the Niners, Jared Goff was facing discomfort, pass rush. So Jared, and he has been prone to this, can get more turnover prone. But Jared Goff, with time to throw, pretty good distributor of the football. So let's see how much time Jared Goff has to throw tonight. That can make it competitive. If the Packers can't get a pass rush, you'll have a competitive football game. I mean, they won't win, but you'll have a competitive football game. It's all about the Packers' pass rush.
If the Packers lose this game, it will be anarchy.
Oh, anarchy. You know, I try not to. You know, I'd like my Blazing Five bets to win. I want to go into games with an open mind. They're players, Justin Herbert. They're players I want to see perform well. I don't want to see Justin Herbert throw red zone picks. Joe Burrow, like, I don't want to see him throw three picks on three plays. But in terms of games, I like last night, if Kansas City had beaten Baltimore, maybe it's a better lead for us today because Lamar just again can't beat Mahomes. I'm not saying I'm rooting against Green Bay, but tomorrow's show will be really easy if Green Bay loses. And what if they lost ugly? Oh, Lord.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. Endless hot water, Navien, tanklessmadesimple.com, 15-year limited warranty, saves you space, money on your bill. We'll see you tomorrow in L.A. It's The Herd.